T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple of big headlines coming up tonight. If you're going to be at home watching or if you're going to be in town, LeBron James and the new-look Cleveland Cavaliers are at Phillips Arena tonight. Our coverage begins at 7 with the pregame show. And Steve Holman on the call from Phillips Arena at 7:30 with a tip this evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Frankie, Randy McMichael back at the 92.9 The Game studios. And Randy Mack, here comes LeBron James. Here come the Cavaliers. And nobody expected them to come into a situation where they have suddenly no Isaiah Thomas, no Dwayne Wade, no Derrick Rose, no Iman Shumpert. Mm-hmm. And they come in with suddenly they got George Hill and Rodney Hood and Larry Nance Jr. and entirely Jordan Clarkson, entirely new look.
You got rid of Kyrie Irving for a lottery protected pick. That's basically what you did.
Because right, exactly. And by the way, they kept the pick.
They kept the pick. Yeah, that was a big thing. They went the trade in the Lakers. I think they gave away their first round pick.
Mm-hmm, their first round, yeah, which is going to be at the end of the, yeah, at the, end but, of the first round.
I think this is the best thing for them. You just saw it just wasn't working. The whole thing, I'm glad D-Wade went back to Miami where he belonged. I think that was just a perfect thing. I think his relationship with LeBron kind of affected some of the guys because him and LeBron were so close. He didn't get to see JR and no more of the pictures and the selfies and Tristan and those guys because Dwayne was around. Now he's gone. Now maybe JR could come out of his little shooting funk and maybe Tristan can get some more rebounds. But I like this. I'm curious if the new players are going to play tonight.
Yeah, I am curious too. I mean, they were, you know, I would think that they would.
I think they would play.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be with the team. Set them up, go. Yeah. I mean,
won't they kind of have to?
There's nine players.
Yeah, there's 15 players, right? They lost six. They only added four, so they're still going to be short a couple. So they definitely have to play.
And you still got Kevin Love out.
I'm going to be interested to see how they play with five and just, you know, like they got down all day. But this team, I mean, once again, you got younger, you got more athletic. I think George Hill can ball. I love Clarkson off the bench. You got to back up if Rodney Hood to the shooting guard, even though Kyle Korver is going to play a little bit more because of his shooting and LeBron likes him. You got a Nance Jr. that can fill in at the four right now for Kevin Love being out. So, right. I mean, they got a lot of good things going on with it. But it's all about can this team build and can they mold each other? I mean, can they mold around LeBron? Because, you know, it ends and it starts with LeBron. Starts and ends with LeBron, I'm sorry.
It is a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the morning show with John and Randy Mack this morning as we talk about the Winter Olympics and the opening ceremonies tonight, the Atlanta Hawks hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers, and stepping into the studio as we get him hooked up is the father of Floyd Mayweather Jr., Floyd Mayweather Sr., who is going to be in town and is going to be in town this weekend on Saturday in Brookhaven at the Buckhead Fight Club doing a kind of an event. We're going to talk to him about that and much more as we continue this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And get his headphones on, and we'll have a whole crew in. Hey, they got photographers and everything
else. He's big. You see, he travels with the entourage. He does. Man. You got to have somebody record every single moment and everything. So,
ATL Access,
that's what it is. ATL Access doing it right. Floyd Mayweather Sr., welcome to 92.9 The Game with John and Randy.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us a little bit, first off, about you're in town. You've got an event tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about the event in Brookhaven at the Buckhead Fight Club from, 12 to 3, correct?
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to tell you the truth. As of now, I'm waiting to do the show. And when the show gets started, you know, we'll be into it. Don't worry.
I'm looking at the mission statement for what you're doing here. It's talking about the empowerment of the young players. What do you get when you talk about boxing and empower young people? Because a lot of people look at it as a violent sport, but how does it help mold young minds?
Well, I think myself personally, me, you know, I think boxing is, I think it's good. Of course, I did boxing too, but you know, I think boxing helped you as well. You know. everybody that box ain't gonna be good peoples. Mm-hmm. And you can wipe a lot of bad stuff out through boxing. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, some of them do good, and some of them do bad. Some of them bad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, the thing is, sometimes you just got to, with the good and the bad, either way it go, man, you know, sometimes you're going to go your way.
You know? Floyd Mayweather Sr. in studio with John and Randy Mack this morning. He's going to be at the Buckhead Fight Club on Buford Highway in Brookhaven. That is tomorrow from noon to 3 as they present this empowering controlling your negative thoughts of doing wrong and focusing on the positive of living a knowledgeable and prosperous life. Hi, I'm John.
I'm Terry Moss with Buckhead Fight Club. Just wanted to tell you a little bit about the event we have on Saturday. It's going to be, we're having an open house with some free training, free food, live music, and then a special training session with Floyd Mayweather at 11 o'clock. We're bringing kids out from 9:30 to about 11. So kids can get like a free boxing class and then a boxing fitness class that's free at 11. And then 11 o'clock also, you can have an exclusive training session with Floyd Mayweather. So come on out. It's going to be a big event. We're going to be about 9:30 till 2 p.m.
I like that. Now, we've all seen you on, you know, working with your son and everything. Now, is that what kind of training session you're going to give these young men?
Well, I'm going to give it to the ones that can accept it.
Uh-huh.
So if some of them ain't gonna be able to, you know, to just go all the way with that, because I can put it on them if I want to.
Still do it at Floyd Mayweather Sr. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your son and Conor McGregor and all of that. The buildup, the, you know, all of the, you know, the news conferences and the hype, and then the event itself. What was it like for you?
That fight with Conor McGregor, I told him anyway what's going to happen. You know, you ain't going to get his ass whooped, it's going to be over.
Was the event what you expected it to be, the spectacle? Did it, because it actually, when it was first talked about, maybe, and it became this thing that became this, Floyd Sr., and then bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger till it became gigantic.
Did. Yeah, but see, the whole thing is, you say to him, I mean, I put a genius on this planet right here, mm-hmm. and like I said, I took that genius and told him what to do, and you see what happened with Conor McGregor.
Well, he's a showman, and it was a big time show. And you know, I know he listened to you as far as his career.
Yeah,
is it over though?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay,
it should be over. You know, I'm just saying, you know, right now, you get money. You still get money every month, man. You still get money every month coming from I don't know where, but I'm just saying.
He'd make a bet on the Super Bowl. He's been known to make a bet or two, too.
But I do know that he's getting money, man. And you know Floyd's not hurting for nothing, man.
Floyd Mayweather Sr. with John and Randy Mack. You can't get off the hook that easy because your son puts out a video, Floyd Sr. He steps into an octagon. We all think he might be doing something else. I mean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that yesterday myself. He was going in the octagon with no shirt on, short pants, no shoes. And I saw all of that. So that to me is like he's gonna still do it, you know. But I'm just hoping the best, and the best is not to do it, you know. Not that he can't beat him, but he might get hurt or anything, man. I mean, he can get hurt in that type of game right there. With these people, man, swiping your feet, using elbows, you know, man, anything can happen, man. You get hit, somebody kick you I'm just saying, it's like that. They kick you in your rib, man, your rib cage, man. You know, you're going down, and you ain't gonna keep taking too many more of those shots. He don't even know what those shots is. He don't even know what he never got kicked by one of them. So I know his thing is boxing. His thing is not. It's not that MMA fight, man. It ain't that.
Well, if he does officially retire, do you have some boxers that you're training, trying to make him to the next great champion?
Yes, I'm. It ain't that I'm trying. I'm going.
I mean, you're going to. I'm sorry.
Maybe
you're going to make him to champion
tomorrow. You never know.
But you're gonna make him to champion.
Yes, I'm gonna make some more champions. No question about it. I know how to make.
What makes a great champion? I mean, what is it? What's that one thing, Floyd Mayweather Sr.? What's the one thing?
The thing is. You got to have it in your mind and your heart. You got to have it in your mind and your heart. And you can't only just have it. You got to do it. And you got to do it good. Because, you know, if you're doing it shy, you ain't going nowhere anyway. You got to do it good. And I think that any fighter that can... you know, you come forward and, you know, you listen to your coach. You know, I think that you can go a long, long ways, you know. And I think that one of the better coaches in the world was Dale Williams. That was my coach. And I say that. A lot of people at that time, they was talking about Manuel Stewart. Manuel Stewart. But hey, that wasn't the deal. The whole thing is, I mean, I know boxing, period. I know boxing like the back of my hand. I ain't even got to look at it and can tell you about it. So I'm just telling you that Dale Williams was the best.
Now, you're one of the greats, too. I mean, you're
the great right now, today.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Manuel Stewart or Customato or all these greats. I mean, and you're in that. I mean, that's what you are, Floyd Mayweather Sr. I mean, you are. And that's why this is so invaluable, Terry, to what these young boxers, these up-and-coming boxers, have a chance to do tomorrow in Buckhead, which is just so rare.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's really amazing that they can have that chance. You know, we're calling it the one day, one shot workout. So you can come in and get your one chance with the magic hands. So the speed, the knowledge, the timing, all the things that Floyd knows about that he has that is just so hard to find in boxing these days. And there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of trainers out there that just throw a towel over their shoulder and call themselves trainers. But, you know, Floyd Mayweather Sr. has been there. He's done everything. He's seen everything. He knows everything. So it's just a really great opportunity. I wish I could train with him myself. So it's pretty amazing. I'm going to have to put the gloves on, let him smack me with his pads a little bit.
So it's at the Buckhead Fight Club on Buford Highway at 3293 Buford Highway in Brookhaven tomorrow from noon to 3. You mentioned it begins at 9:30, though.
Right, right.
And if you want to get involved, there are ways, besides just showing up at the club, there's other ways to get involved?
Right. I mean, you can. There are a lot of things. We have training there that we do every day. If people are interested in that,
mm-hmm.
You know, we say come check out the gym. We got some great programs. You know, we're really working on our kids' programs. We have competitors and non-competitors alike, white collar boxers. You know, and a lot of people just like to work out. So, noon to three is like the section where we're gonna have live music and food and that kind of thing. So the actual training part, if you want to come in for that stuff and see Floyd at work, that's when you want to come into the earlier session. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, that's where this we'll have training until noon, and then noon to three we'll have live music and things like that. So, please come by.
It is our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Very much.
Welcome to Atlanta, Floyd Mayweather Sr.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to buy that your son's done. I'm just not going to buy that. I'm not going to hope for it.
I'm going to tell you is whether you buy it or not.
Probably true.
You know, it's all about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just saying this here. My hope, I hope is promised, but hey, if you don't, you know, I can't, you know, me myself, I'm just saying peoples can do it, you know, but hey, he's my son, and I still will go up there on the stage with him if I have to.
There you go.
Floyd Mayweather Sr., thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This is The Game Plan.
How about the Atlanta Hawks, folks?
Atlanta now. Martinez, he was brought down.
Deflected. Deion Jones has done it again.
Our Atlanta Hawks, United, and Falcons play here because the game is everywhere. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Kia Studios. John and Randy Mack this morning. Do a little pick six here. So questions. I actually had to edit the pick six here, Randy, because I'm going to take two questions out and ask two more questions based on what we just did in the interview. So I'm going to get rid of the first two questions, those top two questions that are out, and I'm going to ask two different ones. Before we get to pick six here and ask some questions, I understand there might be some news about the Atlanta Hawks that you're telling me about in my ear here, Bo.
Yeah, apparently police have confirmed, and I'm getting this from 11alive.com, that DeAndre Bembry was driving a purple Dodge Charger and arrested for reckless driving and speeding, doing 128 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone.
Wow.
There were no injuries. Everybody's safe and sorry. But
so 130 in a 55?
He was flying.
Man.
Where was he at?
It says here on 85 near Buford Highway.
Went overnight. Wow.
He was trying to get it.
Man. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll monitor that story.
Oh, you couldn't do that right now.
You're in trouble going 4 or 5 miles an hour right now. You know, I know. So we were going to do a pick six based on a lot on the Olympics, but we're going to cut down a couple of questions because we just interviewed Floyd Mayweather Sr. So now I have questions for Wendy, Bo, and Randy about this. So I'm going to begin our pick six with the first question of the day. Do you believe Randy Mack, Floyd Mayweather Sr., when he says definitively that Floyd Jr. is done?
No.
Do you believe, Wendy, that when he said on our air, he done? Because I asked him twice.
With just boxing or
fighting? I asked him if
altogether.
He was retired, and he said twice he's retired.
I agree with him. He is retired.
Okay. Bo, do you think that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is done, and doneer?
As a boxer, yes. Not as an MMA fighter. I think he will start a career there.
Okay, and I'm going to go with no, I don't think he's retired. Okay, that was really kind of a broader question. Which brings up question number two. If he's not retired, Randy, will he get – now, Floyd Mayweather Sr. went through it and said, you know, he saw the video of him getting into the octagon, you know, in just a pair of shorts, and whether or not he would actually get into the octagon and fight. And so he wanted to know – you know, I wanted to know, would Floyd Mayweather Jr. actually take on Conor McGregor in an MMA fight? So let's say he's not retired. Would Floyd Jr. actually do an MMA fight?
No.
Wendy, will Floyd Jr. actually do an MMA fight?
That's the only reason I think he will not be in retirement is because of MMA. But he has done boxing.
Yet. And so, Bo, you want to expand it? Because you kind of answered this one, but you think that he's going to be in an MMA fight, correct?
I do. I think there's a lot more to the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather rivalry than meets the eye. I think it was always probably a one-off of each. And I think there's a respect between the two. I don't want to say a friendship because I don't believe it is. I don't believe there are friendships in the fight game, but I believe there is a respect where they did a favor for each other. Floyd got his 50th win. Pretty, you know, he knew he was kind of guaranteed it. And then Conor will get it back on the other end. They'll both have walked away richer at the end of the day.
I think so, too. I think that video was there for a reason. It's either the greatest tease or we are going to have a fight.
Greatest tease.
Man, I tell you what.
There's no way. I mean, first of all, I never see no way because you put enough zeros on a piece of paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I can't see that. It's a different animal. Different animal. Just like his dad was saying, them kicks coming now. I mean, it's a different animal.
Well, the money's a lot different in the UFC, too. The UFC can't pay him the money.
And that's another reason why I'm like,
But how much money are they going to make from that fight? They could potentially find a way to give Floyd Mayweather
the
money.
If they give him the pay-per-view.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to give him the pay-per-view.
Because how many of us would buy that fight right now? If Floyd Mayweather is in a UFC fight, how many people are buying a fight?
Unless they change the rules completely for one fighter, the rules aren't set up the way you're promoted and the way the contracts are written. See, boxing, Floyd Mayweather makes so much money off his fights because he is the game.
He's the A-side. He promotes it.
Yeah, he's the promoter. They're all his fighters fighting in those fights. He's the money man. It's all about him. And the UFC, you have to sign a contract to work under that company. They own all these things. That's why what Conor McGregor did made sense. And that's why I think the UFC allowed him to do it, is because I think there was a backdoor deal where Floyd would step in and help them recoup some of the losses that they have had over the last year and a half.
Well, it'd be fascinating to see. It was a fascinating idea that Floyd could actually get into the octagon. The Olympics opening ceremony is going on now. They should be wrapping up about now in Pyeongchang, and we'll have, you know, the coverage on primetime on NBC tonight here in the States. A couple of questions, a couple of pick six questions about the Winter Olympics. Randy McMichael, do you think there will be a major judges scoring controversy during these games?
Of course it's going to be.
Of course.
Of course. You know, it's going to be something. And I don't have anything to add on that, John. You know that somebody's going to mess up something.
Right. Wendy will be there. We have them all the time. Will there be a major scoring controversy that will rock the games?
No.
Huh?
We're going clean this year.
Ah.
This every 4 years.
Will be the last time, if I'm not mistaken, the Olympics were in Korea. That was Roy Jones Jr., right? And that ridiculous fight where he beat the livid tar out of the South Korean kid, and they awarded the victory to the South Korean,
mm-hmm.
right? Will there be a major judges scoring controversy, Bo?
Not only will there be, but it will be between an athlete from the United States and Russia.
Except Russia has no athletes this year.
That's not
Bo.
True. Well, that's they were allowed to go.
But they're not competing for Russia.
No, but
they were allowed to go.
They were allowed to go. They're
trust me.
But they're not competing for Russia. They're under a broader umbrella.
Well, they're called the Olympic Athletes from Russia.
Yes.
The OAR. If you see OAR on, if you see and you're watching and you see OAR with the Olympic rings, you're going, what's that? Those are all the Russian athletes who are competing under the Olympic flags, and OAR stands for Olympic Athletes from Russia.
So,
under
Wendy.
An Olympic athlete, not the Russian.
I'm an OAR.
They're Russian athletes, so not so fast, my friend.
All right, one other one here. Randy, will there be a political fight, public political fight during the games? You know, Vladimir Putin is angry about the ban here.
Mm-hmm.
Trump likes to tweet, mm-hmm. and Kim Jong-un is a psychopath.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I think it'd be cool. I think they'll find a way to keep it cool.
Is there going to be a political fight with Vlad, Trump, and the psycho?
No, because I think this is a big distraction from anything that's going on in North Korea, is to have their athletes.
Now, today at the opening ceremonies, the North Koreans walked in with the South Koreans under this at the same time. In a unified walk, and the two Koreas walked in.
Yeah, because Rocket Man sent his sister instead of him. Mm-hmm. So his sister was the one shaking hands with
She made it through the airport without being killed, right? Well, I'm just saying, that's what I mean. What he said to give, what didn't he send somebody to kill his brother or what, his cousin at the airport?
They're keeping the peace.
Yeah,
that's okay.
He's a psychopath. There's going to be something. I don't know what, but there's going to be something. Vlad will do something, and Trump will tweet about it, and all of a sudden everybody will get that, because it can't be too, I mean,
for the athlete's sake and everyone's safety, I'm hoping nothing.
There's nothing that goes on.
All right, tonight, who wins, Randy McMichael, Cavs and Hawks?
I'll say the Hawks win tonight.
All right.
I'll say the Hawks win tonight.
Who wins tonight?
I'm going Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Who's going to win tonight there, Bo?
LeBron.
Not even the Cavs. LeBron?
LeBron. He won yesterday. I think he won Wednesday with the game winner. So that was on him. He had a triple-double.
Right.
He won Thursday because he got all the people he didn't like off his team, minus Dwayne Wade. and then he'll win tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's winning tonight just for that reason, because LeBron suddenly is happy.
Yeah,
and he'll play. He'll try and play defense tonight. He'll go, oh, I'm happy again.
He just looked bad. He just looked bad. He was shooting bad.
You know, I wonder a little bit about him.
Costly turnovers.
I mean,
it was bad.
You know, he kind of mopes a little bit sometimes on defense. It's like if he's not happy, you know, with Delonte West, dating his mom or something, he gets all into his feelings.
You gotta let that go, John.
John, anybody else you want to take some shots at in this segment?
You gotta let that go.
Seriously, anybody else you want to take some shots at?
No, somebody just, Kim Jong-un had the two women in the airport assassinate the dude. Remember when they stuck him with poison in the airport?
Stop saying his name. I feel like something's going to happen every time you say his name.
Their rockets aren't even long enough to reach over here. Trust us.
Okay, I'll trust you, Bo.
I trust you, Bo.
I didn't know you had military intelligence.
Well, they couldn't even make it. Theirs were landing in the ocean. They were falling short. They can't.
He got nothing to get over here.
He's a little short guy with Napoleon complex.
Like you.
He's all tall.
Huh,
like you, Bo.
Yeah, he didn't have a missile, though.
He didn't have a missile, yeah.
Well, history has taught us that short leaders and dictators don't win the big ones. Like, look at Waterloo.
Oh, my gosh.
Though Napoleon was actually average height for his age, in his age. He was 5'7".
How's that stock up today?
About 6'2".
Nah, he was a midget.
We're giving away two movie passes to the advanced screening of the Black Panther movie right now. It's at AMC Parkway Point off Cobb Parkway in Atlanta. It is the Black Panther movie screening. Black Panther, of course, hits theaters a week from today. First caller to 404-741-0929 who can answer a quick question. And this is the question: which player did the Hawks trade yesterday? You're going to win two movie passes to the advanced screening of Black Panther at AMC Parkway Point. When we get back, weekend ahead, TGIF with Sky, must be Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Zero truth to that. I believe in principle. I believe in character. I live my life that way, and I've done that from the very beginning.
In baseball, just 4 days until the Braves will begin spring training down at Disney, as pitchers and catchers report on Tuesday, and the Braves will open up their Grapefruit League slate 2 weeks from today against the Mets. In MLS, a big weekend up in Tennessee for Atlanta United as the Five Stripes will kick off their exhibition slate. United is taking on the debuting Nashville SC at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and you can hear the action right here on 92.9 The Game. How do you win on the road? Stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Enjoy stylish lobbies and exciting room renovations. Book now at LQ.com. Keeping up to date on Atlanta sports as it happens, I'm Grant McCauley from the Kia Studios on your home for the Hawks and Cavaliers tonight at 7:30. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Millennials are educated.
You tickle my intellectual fancy.
Connected and diverse, except when they're not.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Sort of like the show, actually. The Bunker Mentality. Evenings from 7 to 11. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
It is a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. John and Randy Mack today, who's been gracious enough to step in the last couple of days as Hugh's been enjoying his time in Philadelphia. And thanks a lot, Randy.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. It's my pleasure. I always enjoy getting up early and 3 o'clock comes pretty fast.
It does come pretty fast. Yeah, I know it does. TGIF with Sky.
Yes. Hey, guys. And you know what? We have a brand new sponsor. So thank you so much to our friends over at Lucky's Burger and Brew. It is Brookhaven's best lunch.
Yes,
so
it is.
Lucky's is pretty
best
darn
brunch,
good.
I should
it's
say.
Very
yes.
Good
so
yeah.
It's pimento cheese balls.
For the fellas, it's the LA Fitness right there.
Yeah, right. Well, there's right the LA Fitness right there.
And you know what? Since they're jumping on board, I've got brunch for all of you guys. So any Saturday, because they have Saturday brunch from 9 to 12.
Ooh, yum.
Oh.
Whenever you guys want to come on out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just let me know. The whole family. Everyone.
Wow. Well,
even Gloria?
If Gloria wants to come on. It's amazing. So
it'll just be me. Party of one.
And, as John said, John, I know it's going to be a soggy weekend this weekend. But that's okay. You hear Daryl playing the Mardi Gras music in the background. It's Mardi Gras in Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes, it is. Because, Fat Tuesday is coming up. So here's what we got. We've got the Mardi Gras Streetcar Adventure. This is totally cool. It goes down Saturday. And now you can register at Stats Downtown. or Sweet Auburn Curb Market. So, but you got to be 21. Now, here's the whole premise. So, you know, we have the Atlanta streetcars downtown.
Yes.
And you're able to hop on the streetcar and ride. They've got about 35 different restaurants and bars. And they've all got themed Mardi Gras food and drink specials.
That's awesome. So yes. It just stops at each of these restaurants. And
yes.
You
and it's like
and
a
enjoy.
Big party. They've got people with their costumes on. They've got a band on the streetcar. Well, in the streetcar, I should say. And it's just a big party. You can just go from restaurant to restaurant.
And what's perfect about it, you just grab an umbrella if it's going to be raining because it will go with the theme.
The theme anyway.
Mardi Gras.
Right.
And just decorate your umbrella.
So how fun is that?
That is a lot
that
of fun.
Awesome, actually.
So now, but if you've got kids and you're not trying to do the whole drinking from place to place. Now, I've got the Universal Circus in town.
This always looks awesome.
Yeah. Now, that show is crazy. Now, tickets are going to start at $20. It's at the Georgia State Stadium, the green lot. So the old Turner Field, their green lot. And this is the 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And yes, so they've got
under the big tent.
Yes, and you can't miss it when you're riding up 75. Have you been?
Yes,
Randy?
I've been. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's loud and it's a lot of dancing.
It's a lot of fun.
I always say every year I want to go to this, and I never go. And maybe I got to go this year.
It's a lot of fun.
Tickets are only $20, so
it's affordable.
Yes, and they're going to have acts from Russia, Trinidad, South Africa, Mongolia, Cuba, China, Ethiopia.
That would be a cute date night.
Yeah, and you know Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
The circus?
Yes.
You dating a guy that would take you to the circus on that first date?
He works at a circus every morning. What's the difference?
I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But right, exactly. This is definitely a circus. Have you guys heard yourself in the morning? Yes.
Who doesn't love to go to the circus? Come on. It's full of awesome food.
They do not know how to
court. Things that I can't do.
They do not know how to court when they know more. If they take you to a circus on a date.
Hey, at least they're taking you on a date.
But you know what?
At this point, it's tough to even get that far.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
Wow. We got our bitter, dirty laundry going out this morning. Let's hang it all over the place. Okay.
And now, you know what? And Randy, you know what? Now, they've got some acts. You know, they kind of contort their bodies into all these weird
positions. Okay, now we're talking about body contortion.
It's cool.
I love the circus. I take my babies there, but yeah.
Take your baby.
Yes.
Here's some cotton candy. Y'all can share some cotton candy. And
I'm already picturing the
imagine.
I know. How cute is
the
that?
The possibilities are endless.
And then you go out afterwards.
All right.
For, you know, drinks and ask her if she can maybe bend in the. Okay, anyway.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
Okay, like I said.
All right.
I like a circus, honey.
And now, you know what? Now, speaking of great shows, Kid Rock is in town tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
This is up Bo's alley.
Yeah, so he's going to be at the Infinite Energy Center, and the tickets start at only $40. There's still tickets left. And I think
imagine.
that he has some energy. That guy has some energy.
And he was just playing at the NHL All-Star game, so.
Perfect.
Yeah. Go figure.
Perfect. Now, for those of the people who decide to keep this little fighting theme going on, because you guys already talked about the Buckhead Fight Club. Now, we've got the Ring of Honor Wrestling. You guys into wrestling?
Ring of Honor Wrestling.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's down the street, right?
Exactly. So it's going to be at Center Stage on Saturday. Now, check this out. You guys are familiar with Dusty Rhodes, right?
Of course.
Okay. So who doesn't know Dusty Rhodes? Well, his son, Dustin Rhodes.
Gold
of course,
bigger.
Is Dustin Rhodes.
I mean, he's bringing it. With his
Gold
wife.
Dust, yes.
His wife is also part of the Ring of Honor Wrestling, which is crazy. She's beautiful, but can you imagine that?
So this is kind of like WWE, but it's a different...
It's, yes,
different
it's a
tour?
Different yes. So they're gonna okay. be they're gonna be filming live.
So it's like minor league wrestling. So they're just waiting yes. to get called up to the big leagues. So this
yes.
is the time where you want to see.
Is the
them.
Yes,
but
get
this
in
is
now.
Where you want to see them and get to know them because when they make it big,
you'll say that you know what I already saw them.
Exactly.
So
you saw the talent.
Before. Now the tickets are going really really fast. They've got a few tickets left. So if you're trying to go ahead and get those tickets. So. And last on my list, Gary Owen, who I believe was in here yesterday with Dukes and Bell. Now, he's going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater all weekend long. So and that is also another great night.
Also
a great date night, yes. Okay. So he's funny. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with him.
I don't know if comedy clubs are a good opening date night because one person might like... Not laugh at something, and the other person would laugh at it, and you would go,
well
maybe you get through it real quick.
Yeah, I was about to say, you see what they like.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. We all see Nutty Professor, and you remember how he went in on him and embarrassed him in front of Miss Purdy. I mean, it's a possibility that that dude
you're bringing
you.
Up a nutty professor.
I'm just saying.
But that's why you don't sit up front. That's why you don't sit up front.
But what if she wants to sit up front?
Well, then I guess you do what she wants to do. But whatever you guys do this weekend, make it a great weekend. TJIF with Sky. Thank you guys so much for tuning in as always. And we'll see you out there in the street.
Thank you, Sky.
All righty. Thank you, Sky. This hour brought to you by Renner's Warehouse. Break a job, top of the hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.